know it's very hard to put in words, but can you sum up just how you are feeling just now?
Feeling well. I'm distraught in the dressing room there. Now, I heard the dressing room so quiet, but that's, you know, people have got to remember. We've said before they were a year ago, and they've had a great season, and we set out with Rangers in the league to finish second, trying in the playoffs. And when it's in the playoffs, you know, you're playing a team that had players. No, I've got to say, Cowdenbeath deserved it. They were, you know, the first minute was a killer. To lose a goal there, it gave them the lift they'd probably look for at that time, and to get one early, and then obviously we would have to try and force it. And I think for me, 1-0, even though I thought we could have maybe been, if it wasn't for Skulls, we could have been a couple more, but we just didn't play with the same intensity that we did in our last home match here at against Drumrar, and you know, they took advantage of that. The sloppy goal, first header, we lost, and then didn't pick up the runner. But I think for me, when Thompson got the chance for a corner in the 6-yard box, that was a chance. I think if we go back to level terms, it changes the whole place, and the place would have been rocking and jumping. But also, people have got to remember, you can see the big difference in the team today was that their front two caused us all sorts of problems, and we've got four strikers. You know, Jordan Moores had, it's all been documented with Jordan, and he's, you know, then Shankland missed him for the back end of the season. Big miss was Ryan Wallace. And today, 2 days ago, we got the curse again when Alan Smith had to pull out with a stomach tear. So I think that's the difference, because you're asking Ryan Thompson, who's been played as a makeshift centre forward, he's not a prolific goal scorer, and we phase has just come into the game and got a goal or two. But I think when you get people like Wallace and Shankland and that are natural strikers, and Jordan Moore, natural strikers, even though they're young, that was a big problem for us. I think everybody said the goals have dried up so much, apart from the Stranraer game, the goals have dried up. It's dried up because we've got four strikers, or three, or boys that played regular who shared the 30 odd goals amongst them. So it was always going to be pressure in that area. But I've just reminded them we've had a fantastic season. We're a young team. There was a pressure today that they had to handle, which they didn't. They were nervous, I could tell that before the game. Apprehension, you try to do everything to get them relaxed. But they knew it was a big, big game. And they've come up a bit short. So they're hurting in there, but they've got to learn from the experience. They've got to dust themselves down, have a break, and we go again next year. And the Rangers are now in the league next year, so we'll try and come up. You know, it'll be tough, but we'll be a year older, a bit wiser, and we've got a great young team and a great young squad. And I think you know, we'll be. I'm sure we'll be one of the favourites to come up next year without any playoffs.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot. Cheers. Thank you.